Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. What a busy start to Monday, including the mobs in Philadelphia trying to shut down our economic system, coming off their hatred of Israel and their hatred of America. We'll play you on the show today some of these anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-American activists in this country who were thrilled that Iran was bombing Israel. And it's making a good bit of news. The one thing most of the rest of the news, though, Dan, well, I'll play this in a moment, the anti-Israeli protesters cheering at the news of the Iran missile attack on Israel. This woman, Olivia Ringgold, damn, you had to go there and get her. Take a day off. This woman's involved in every article that I want, yet she doesn't respond. Does she know what's going to happen to her? I told you the story, right? Frank Rizzo dies. This councilman-at-large from Northeast Philadelphia, they tag in as a Republican nominee. He's not answering my calls to come on. So finally he does. I get a note from them. Well, come on. Please stop calling. We ran out of pink slips to take phone numbers.
You annoyed him to death.
That's exactly right. So everybody's talking about in the Midwest, this group of missiles cheering on death to Israel, death to the United States, and they all have the N95 masks on, like COVID's still going on. But what they're not noticing, Dan, she reported it but did not really underline it. Where did they hold their anti-American, anti-Israel, death to Israel, cheering Iran rally?
Oh, no.
A Teamsters Hall. Now I'm watching these guys build these buildings maybe 100 feet away from me here. Frightening. They all have that cord on so they don't fall off the building. Do I think those guys, well, I mean, when are unions in America going to stop this game? Well, we don't support it. It's our management.
Yeah, come on.
You do support it. It's in your name.
I'm not a big fan of the rap.
Yeah, John, you wouldn't let the Teamsters here in Philadelphia. You would go and talk to them. Would you give them, you know, this synergy, a union hall to scream death to America, these punks? Here's a little bit of how it sounded when the news came over that Iran had a missile attack on Israel, cut 7A.
Everyone, I would like to make a quick announcement to interrupt the protest to bring in this announcement. The Islamic Republic of Iran has just sent tens of drones towards Israel.
Tens of drones?
Where they have the drums. All right, now, the point is, this is in America, and it's at a Teamsters Union Hall. Think of Jimmy Hoffa. Do you think Jimmy Hoffa has put him with these guys? Come on. Be like a scene in the Bronx Tale when they shut the door on the Hell's Angels. Give me a break. They're all in N95 masks they take off to be screaming this stuff. Joe Biden is in a hard place, and he's placed it there by his weakness. He doesn't know what to do. He knows the right thing is that Israel has to strike back. He doesn't want them to strike back. He told Netanyahu, apparently, take the W like it's a game and call it a day.
Most didn't hit. You know,
yeah, but most didn't hit. Yeah, yeah, so the next time they do it, so let them keep shooting at you. You know, that violates one of the top 10 South Philly Giordano rules. Don't start any trouble. If they start trouble at you, double, triple whatever they've done so they don't come back again. If they come back a second time, well, then you didn't triple it. Now you have to go to levels that are existential to send a message, don't come back here. And that's what Israel ought to do. Okay. The trial is on my mind, though, first today. Best summation by Jonathan Turley. Boy, the Trump hair is particularly wild today in the back. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Woo! That needed some more tamping
apparently
down.
There's no mirror in his hotel room?
Yeah, in the back. The front looks about normal, but in the back, it's really flying all over the place there. That's a little hard to believe.
Do you have a Fox or NBC on right now over there?
It's Fox.
Fox? Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got an NBC reporter who has a very interesting haircut that I wanted your opinion on.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so Jonathan Turley today makes the best point about what this is all about. Here's a summary of what's going to happen starting today with the jury selection.
Everything about this case is, in my view, legally absurd. You know, this case is basically a state misdemeanor that had run out on the statute of limitations. And Bragg was forced, after he declined for a long time to bring this charge, to do so. His predecessor rejected it. And so they took a dead misdemeanor and bootstrapped it into effectively trying a federal crime. But the federal crime here under election law was rejected by the Department of Justice. They didn't feel that this should be charged. So you have this crazy case that's going to go forward, and it's going to turn on the testimony of people like Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen just recently had a judge call him a serial perjurer.
Wow.
And he's going to appear as the center of this case.
All right, and here's a little bit more. What he wrote is better than that soundbite. He wrote, and I agree with this. Here's a summation of this alleged case. You have a serial perjurer, that would be Cohen, used to convert a dead state-level misdemeanor into a federal felony, based on an alleged federal election crime that was rejected by the Justice Department. And I know savvy listeners to talk radio, you know we've seen something like this before, the Johnny Edwards case. Hush money, they tried to bump it up. He was acquitted on one charge, jury deadlocked on the others. Hillary Clinton and the Steele dossier with Fusion. That they lied under oath to Congress about that even. And that was never brought to any kind of trial like this. So this is just another indictment of the New York justice system. It's the biggest example. They're going to try to get Trump on this. Now, Andy McCarthy has a theory. If Trump admitted at some point to a misdemeanor, say, now think of the politics on this. This New York jury, you have to understand. I mean, I don't know New York as well as I know. Let me say this. If you're a criminal and you're in Philadelphia, you're in heaven. If you're a business person, you don't want to be in Philadelphia. Remember there was a roller coaster accident that a kid fell through down in Wildwood? And they got that into federal court here. Why? They know what Philadelphia juries are about. New York juries, I think Washington might be the worst, are like that. So if Trump, in the end, admits to a misdemeanor in this, Andy McCarthy makes a case that what happens then is the statute of limitations ran out on that. What the Biden people want, whether it gets overturned on appeal or not, which it will, they want to have that headline, convicted felon, President Donald J. Trump. I know. They want convicted felon.
Could you imagine?
Former President Donald J. Trump.
Won't people see through it as a lie, though?
Well, all I know is that's what they want. Now, I don't know what their polling indicates. That's the big unknown out there. Will independents and others go up? I can't. Will those suburban moms just keel over? I was thinking of voting for Trump because of what a disaster Biden is, but I can't be with Trump anymore. He is a convicted felon. What kind of message would that send to my kids?
This honestly feels nothing more to me than just a bow in the quiver of some online arguers. It's like, yeah, of the left. It's just trying to prove the point of people that want the point of Trump being a convicted felon. But those voters that haven't been captured yet out there, I think they see through it. They see right through the transparent BS that the Dems are trying to pull here.
I'm not sure.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They've wanted independence. These cranky people who just won't let us know. Come on, which side are you really on here?
Yeah,
stop
us.
It. Yeah. You're not better because you're an independent. I'm tired of that. Oh, I'm an independent. Okay, knock yourself out. So that's what polling indicates. What I would say in the end, there might be a slight erosion. And every bit of erosion is worrisome because of how close this is going to be. That's what they want. They want this to come down to being a situation where the convicted felon tag is placed on Trump. The other thing, it ties them up. You know, first of all, why the heck do we have to start court at 10 o'clock? How about 8 o'clock in the morning?
No.
I mean, it's a major case.
Who wants to get up that early?
And then it seems like they have a two-hour lunch. And then at about 4:45, oh, boy, we put in a lot of work today.
No, if you're starting court at 8 a.m., that means you got to be up at like 5:30 starting to get ready, get your coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's too early for these lawyers.
That's true. Yeah.
And me.
I mean, I think I could cut off put me in charge of this, I think, with efficiency. All right, we got the next witness. Come on, race up to the stand.
It'd be like an episode of Night Court. It's 24 hours with Dom Giordano.
Well, that's true. That's where I was going. All right, dinner will be served. Go on, get back in that witness stand. Let's speed it up.
Eat your salmon quickly, people.
Yeah, but I want you running from the table, walking. You know, get up there. Get in the witness stand. All right. Everybody sworn in. Swear everybody in at the beginning. You don't have to be sworn in individually. My goodness, no wonder why it takes so long. It's just... So he's going to be there 4 days a week for 6 weeks or so, it's guesstimated. That's a long time off the campaign trail. Of course, this is a campaign. There's more focus on Trump. It gives him the opportunity to make statements constantly.
Does it matter that he's off the campaign trail, though? If his face is front and center for every news station everywhere 24/7 during this trial, I feel like the Dems are just giving him more of a platform here.
I would rather, because I thought it was brilliant where they went on Saturday, I'd rather him zone in on the swing states, places of interest.
Okay, yeah.
Going where he did to Shanksville or that area, number of Latinos in the population, that's impactful. All that local, really, micro press. When the person is in your area, there's more attention. You almost have to really try to tune it out. When Trump's here doing this, I don't know how many people are tuning in. They might think, yeah, I know something's going on today, but I don't know that they know the details or pay attention to it. All right, so Greg Jarrett will be here at 12:30. We'll break it down a little bit more with him. On Israel, I mean, this is 12:30, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, okay. I was just going to say there was a clip that was related directly to what you were saying, but continue.
Okay, all right, we'll get to that. With Israel, this idea Israel is going to get us into World War III, et cetera. So they're supposed to just sit there and take this attack. And it kind of plays into our side question today. The Middle East is never going to change. I mean, it's not. Now, I know we said that about Northern Ireland. We often went back to this. But Northern Ireland, as much as it was about religion and craziness, was on a much smaller scale, and I don't even, the hatred level cannot approach the hatred level that we're dealing with here. And you have people that just say, here's what we want. We don't want the Jews there. What more do we have to tell you? We hate them. We don't want them there. Yeah, but we're going to give you this over here. I told you, we don't want them there. That's what they want.
In Dom Giordano's mind, though, how do you ultimately solve this issue? Are we just screwed and we deal with it for eternity, that it's just going to be this way?
Yeah, I don't think well, the first thing is divest yourself of the idea you're going to solve it. Because as soon as you do that, you set yourself up to make mistakes, to give too much to these animals that did what they did on October 7th.
But is there not a path forward for a Marshall Plan to play out in the Middle East, of Gaza, of, you know, if we were to fund... for positivity and try to essentially promote an oasis for those who have horrible lives under the reign of Hamas to come over to just naturally? Do you think there's a path that they could do that?
I don't think so, because there's a significant number of people, Dan, you know, and who knows how many, but they're significant that like what Hamas is selling, would like to be Hamas, the glory of all that, the religion teaches that in some way. There's enough of them to screw it up. So what about all those other people? Why don't they take up arms against them? They can't. They're not killers. These others are just killers. And the hatred...
Is there a way to exile Hamas from the area, though?
Kill every one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a difficult thing, and that's what Israel's trying to do, yeah.
Because it all comes down to money, and if you're going to rebuild Hamas like a Marshall Plan kind of idea, it's going to take someone to make the decisions as to how to rebuild.
Right.
And Hamas is not going to stand there, step aside, and allow the Western civilization come in and rebuild it in their
exactly.
own idea,
I mean,
right?
The Palestinian Authority, West Bank, they have somewhat, but they're scared to death of Hamas, too. They control it, but they stay in shelters so they don't kill them.
Yeah.
You know. All right, so the side question today, and you can give me something serious or something just fun. We're looking for something that you think is essentially never going to change. It's going to be the way that it always has been. All right? I'll take the most obvious.
The end of the world is just going to remain, right?
Yes. This coming off the Middle East, which I think is one of them. All right. I'm going to say that no Republican mayor in the history of Philadelphia from 1952 on. You're not going to see
There's no path.
There's no path.
No way for a mayor.
And they're not going to do it. They're too ignorant. They just want to step up Democrat. Let me have more
What's
of the
same. Definition of insanity again, right?
Yes.
Like, why do we keep going down this path? But you're right. There's never going to be one. I love the factoid that you always bring up with Billy the Kid. What is it?
That the last mayor of Philadelphia was a Republican, was alive for 3 years while Billy the Kid roamed the earth. Think about that. Back to Billy the Kid. And it wasn't on the day of his birth that he was dead. He still was alive until he was three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple things that I think will never change.
Right.
Let's go a less serious. Well, that's kind of less serious, but even less serious than that. New Jerseyans pumping their own gas.
Agree with you.
It's you're not going to take it away from us, Dom.
The insanity continues. Now, I like how you frame that. Taking something away from you rather than freeing me up to do what I want.
Something that will never change. Dom Giordano making highly athletic claims.
Yeah. And fulfilling
them. Taking on Caitlin Clark in a one-on-one basketball game.
I played, I think the WNBA draft is tonight.
Is it?
I played golf with Luke and his buddy in that wind on Saturday.
Oh, how'd you do?
Oh, man. Well, let's just say we survived, sort of. Wow.
And the more serious note, because I come from the Atlantic City market, and it's just something I still watch from afar. It just fascinates me. It's corruption in Atlantic City is something that will never change.
Oh, yeah. The mayors. How many of them are in jail? The guys, so my house was raided. It happens to every mayor here. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Jim's got one. People calling me Don. That will never change. That's
I
a great it, one.
Yeah.
Yes. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon. It's got to be something between men and women, something that is unchangeable, all right? Women do want the man to make more in the marriage. That will never change. I had to sneak that one past the umpires.
The wife always being right.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. Oh, that's sexism. Yeah, well, it's reality. It's reality. All righty, it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Hit us with that. Something that will never change. You can take a fun one, a serious one. The Don one is serious, though. That's really serious.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sometimes something that will never change. It might be for the good. It might be for the bad. Coming off the Middle East, it just occurred to us today that that's exactly what's happening. Now, one of the real architects of the misery that we face, I have a couple of them here, three of them ultimately, of people talking down to Trump supporters. Katie Couric with Bill Maher. Doris Kearns Goodwin. Some plagiarism maybe there. Telling us that Trump people have forgotten what binds us as Americans. These stuffed shirts. These people who want to talk about America, as long as they're in charge and as long as it's liberalism that reigns. Otherwise, we've lost touch with what it means to be an American. But first, let's start with the ultimate stuffed shirt, John Meacham. Meacham is the first among equal, you know, the Michael Breslaus and these other historians and race hustlers that met with Trump, or I met with Biden early on. We've talked about this, but you can't underline it enough, that this is the heart of the matter. Go big, Joe. Go wild. You got to spend. Listen to Meacham, on with Mika. America will fail if Donald Trump wins.
Given recent history, I mean recent history with President Trump and post-President Trump and January 6th and the way he's treating the people who are in jail right now for the insurrection at the Capitol, the way he's whitewashing what happened and getting other Republicans to do so. Can you also talk about how Trump could and is already using this to foment ambiguity and anger in this country?
Yeah. In one of his first public speeches, Abraham Lincoln said that if the American Republic were ever to fall, it would not fall to a foreign foe. It would fall to a tyrant who rose among us. And yeah. I think that's essentially where we are. You're exactly right. What's unfolding in Manhattan today is part of a larger story about Donald Trump, his behavior, his view of whether or not American democracy exists for the good of the country or for the good of Donald Trump. And I know that's not what the jury's deciding, but there are lots of juries here, right? There's a national jury, there's the jury in the courtroom. And ultimately, you have this trial, you have the Supreme Court preparing to hear arguments on Trump's really wild claim that presidents are totally immune from anything, as if we are creating the sort of superhero who has immunity for all things, right, which is totally contrary to the rule of law. And as you say, an attempt to basically run a coup d'etat 3.5 years ago, to overturn an election that was adjudicated again and again, often by judges appointed by Republicans.
All right, so there's Meacham. That's what it's about. If Trump wins, what we're going to see. Even worse, Doris Kearns Goodwin, you know, one of the real insiders on the tut-tut shows, talking about somehow or another, you Trump people, you have lost your moorings from what makes us Americans. No, if I have to guess between Meacham and Doris Kearns Goodwin and people like Mika versus the people out in the hinterlands who truly are patriotic, whatever their failings may be, I think I'm going to bet on them when it comes to what it is to be an American. What it means to be an American to them is, shut up, you're dopes, we're the liberal elite, we make all the decisions. Now get there and do it. Here's Doris Kearns Goodwin.
What he's going through is almost thrilling to them. How and they believe every word he says. What does that say to you about who we are?
I mean, I think it says that we've lost a sense of a collective identity of who we are as a people. What values are we promoting? What values do we care about? Think about the people we want as our leaders. And just look at that as sort of a template for President Trump. Humility, people who acknowledge errors and learn from their mistake. Empathy, people who understand other people's points of view.
Stop it right there, Dan, would you please? What's humble about Joe Biden? What's humble about this fleecer family of Bidens? Empathy. What empathy do they have for the agony they put us through? Continue.
From their mistake, empathy, people who understand other people's points of view, resilience to come through adversity, accountability, kindness, compassion, and ambition for something larger than themselves, not for themselves. Those are the leaders that have led us. And that means the citizens respect those kind of leaders. Only in the 1850s did we find a situation, really, where there was such polarization that truth was not at truth was in question. You read only your partisan paper. Everything fact was different if you were in the South or in the North. Your heroes in the South were different from the North. And look where that led us. So we've got to figure out a way to come back together again, to understand what truth is, to understand what law is, to understand the kind of leaders we want that represent our values. It's character above all that we need right now in public life.
The sanctimoniousness of people like this, and we have one more with Katie Couric. They're the ones that are not getting this. People are not going to be talked to like this anymore. They're not going to be flyover country. They're not going to be people sitting there like Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham and all these historians inside Biden's head telling him he's FDR and LBJ as if those were great years. Here's Katie Couric talking about you Trump people probably are jealous.
And I feel like, to your point, Bill, the socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters,
right,
or anti-establishment
absolutely
voters. So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I mean, globalization and, you know, the transition from an industrial to a technological society. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost bile feeling.
So it's jealousy. That's what's driving this. And they keep on piling on. How do they think people are going to respond to this? Well, in the way that they are. And you're not going to come together by engaging. They're the problem. Anti-intellectualist. You anti-intellectual, you? I mean, Katie Couric, intellectualism? My God. Yeah, come on, Katie. Let's do a little quiz here. At least Meacham is an historian. But then there's Michael Bachelors, who's a knockoff historian, too. Imagine these guys all inside Biden's head. Joe from Scranton, you're going to be bigger than FDR and LBJ. How do I do that? Spend us into inflation. Just keep spending. Nobody cares. You'll be lionized for all that spending. All right, coming up, Greg Jarrett will break down what he sees. And I want to ask him the question that's a difficult one, but based upon the tea leaves, what about the strategy of Trump saying, all right, it's a misdemeanor, a cop to a misdemeanor? Is that doable, or would that be politically bad? Because I happen to think with a New York jury, as nuts as this is, there's a real, I put it 60-40 on a conviction. And then what does that do to people? Go, I don't care that you say he's a convicted felon. Remember, this is a game of inches. Convicted felon shot here would not be good politically. It's about winning. It's about inches. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Alvin Bragg either has or will in the next couple minutes ask in New York, Dom Giordano's show, for contempt charges against President Trump around the gag order. Joining us to break all this down is Fox News Channel and author Greg Jarrett. Greg's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Dom, my pleasure.
So just out of the courtroom, I just saw it a moment ago, a couple of legal analysts say that the Bragg people just dropped. They will be asking for contempt around the gag order. Talk about that a little bit as a strategy, Greg. How does that play out?
Well, it's heavy-handed. It has bad optics for prosecutors. And people appreciate that a guy who's running for president, the leading candidate, has a constitutional right protected by the First Amendment to defend himself in the court of public opinion when he's been so publicly accused by the prosecutors of what I regard in New York as nonsense crimes. Gag orders are almost always unconstitutional. They're a prior restraint on free speech. But judges do it because they're imperious and arrogant and they can get away with it because by the time somebody appeals it, the trial's over and the issue is then moot. It just demonstrates that, these prosecutors, by hook or by crook, will do anything to, interfere in the presidential election, even violating the Constitution.
How does it play potentially, though, in the mind? I agree with you, of course, but I'm thinking how we work the judge here. Does the judge not want to now, now that he's been challenged, overstep and get into it? And maybe, he doesn't push too hard in some of these close calls procedurally I'm talking about. Maybe he goes Trump's ways a little bit. How do you think that plays with a judge with this?
Well, this is a liberal judge, and, I think he's demonstrated his anti-Trump bias. For a second time today, Judge Juan Merchan refused to step aside, and he dismissed with little explanation the defense argument that he has a glaring disqualifying conflict of interest. His adult daughter, a political activist who runs a prominent consulting firm for liberal Democrats, has been fundraising off her father's case, to the tune of about $93 million in solicitation emails citing her dad's case as a reason to donate to her Democrat clients. She has a financial and economic interest in the outcome of her father's case. And, if you read the Code of Judicial Conduct, at the least, that is the appearance of impropriety and a conflict of interest and demands recusal. Yet this judge refuses to do it. The other thing he did today, Dom, is that he says the Access Hollywood tape, the tape cannot be played in front of the jury, but, oh, Mr. Prosecutor, you can read a transcript of it. There's no material difference.
Yeah, Greg, ordinarily that may be a difference, but given the one word in there, absolutely, yeah.
It's a distinction without a difference.
Yes.
And the legal evidentiary standard is that if the prejudicial effect on a jury substantially outweighs the probative value, then it's excluded. This is not only highly prejudicial, but it's completely irrelevant. What does it have to do with the case? Nothing. The prosecutor lamely argued, it's an admission of sexual assault by the defendant. Well, wait a minute. This case is not about sexual assault. It's about business records. Even if you think Trump had brief affairs with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, that was consensual. Even they say that. That wasn't sexual assault. So this is, in my view, reversible error by the judge right off the bat. And again, it shows his anti-Trump bias and a determination to see that the accused does not get a fair trial.
I don't know which one of the recent Greg Jarrett books, maybe, one of them doesn't. Well, maybe they do. The Constitution of the United States and other patriotic documents, maybe not so much in New York. Witch Hunt, the greatest mass delusion in American political history. And then Trial of the Century, the Scopes Monkey Trial, given the annex air.
Right.
They all apply to what's going on in New York. But, Greg, as a tactic, Andy McCarthy has suggested, and I'm not sure how this plays politically, because on appeal, this is going to be overturned if he's convicted, I think most people think. What about Trump says, all right, it was a misdemeanor. You know, that's what I did, misdemeanor. And then there's no convicted felon that can be broadcast out there. Can that be done?
Yeah, it can be. And, you know, Andy's a smart guy and a veteran federal prosecutor in New York. And he came up with a pretty good idea that I hadn't actually considered, and that is push the jurors to reject this federal election violation, which is a alleged felony, even though it's not. And this local prosecutor has no authority or jurisdiction to prosecute a federal charge because he's a local prosecutor. And instead try to convince the jurors find that Trump violated the business records provision in New York law. Well, that means the case would have to be dismissed if that's how the jury finds, because the statute of limitations ran on that. It expired 4 years before the indictment. I mean, that's why Bragg couldn't bring it solely on the misdemeanor, because it expired. So, you know, he attaches it to this imagined and inflated federal crime of federal election violation. And it's utterly absurd. And by the way, it's also, Dom, selective prosecution. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She used a lawyer to secretly pay for the phony Steele dossier. You can read about it in my books. And she booked it in the bookkeeping is legal expenses. Well, she got caught by the FEC, but she wasn't prosecuted, nor was Barack Obama prosecuted, even though he was fined a whopping $375,000 for actively hiding donors and keeping illegal donations. Nobody thought about prosecuting him, but if your last name is Trump, they'll come after you with a vengeance for political reasons.
Well, and Greg, it seems like the Justice Department even didn't want to do this because of the John Edwards case, which I think was more egregious than this, or arguably the same kind of thing. They got a hung jury and he got dismissed on one charge. So maybe they thought you really can't proceed. This isn't going to work to go down this. And then when you see that Bragg is letting every criminal in the world out on the streets. But, Greg, sitting here, I'd have to say, I still think they're going to convict in the end. What's your gut instinct?
Well, if I were a betting man, yeah, that's where I'd place my bet, because it's New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump is loathed in New York, you know, by the East Coast elitists. But, you know, if I were the defense, I would be looking to try to get on the jury your average, hardworking, middle-class person who is fed up with the crime on the streets that this progressive, George Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg doesn't care about prosecuting. He doesn't care about those crimes. The assaults, the shootings, and it's a revolving door of justice. They're let go. He dismisses the cases. Because, you know, he views the criminals as victims and we're all to blame for their aberrant criminal behavior. So I would want, you know, a juror like that, a working class person who says, this is insane. You're going after a guy running for president, obviously for political and punitive reasons. And you're letting the real criminals walk. That's the person I want on the jury. And all you know, from Trump's standpoint, you don't need 12. You need 12 for an acquittal. What you really need is one person for a hung jury.
That's exactly who I would go after. And, Greg, maybe somebody good at dissembling that says, no, I don't care about Trump. I just care about crime in the city so that he can't get struck from that jury. I'm not convinced, though, Greg. If you've been, I don't see the apparatus there for Trump. I place a lot on great people to help you. I don't mean some of these analytics people that sadly sometimes are on cable TV, but people with a real gut instinct about jurors. That's who I want sitting there going, yay or nay, this is our guy. He would give us a fair shake.
Yeah, you know, jury selection is tricky business. It's always exceedingly difficult. Here they've got about 500 people to interview, and it's going to take a couple of weeks, it seems to me, unless somehow Mershon decides to truncate it. You know, what I worry about if I were the defense, and I always worried about this when I tried cases, there's stealth jurors who want to be on the case. And in this instance, it's such a high-profile case. And this, you know, the same thing happened in the O.J. Simpson case. Stealth jurors who want to be on there because they have an agenda. In that case, in O.J. Yeah. case, it was, you know, we hate the cops. We want to send a message. And here, it, you know, who knows what the motivation might be of a stealth juror. I want to write a book. I want to, you know, be famous and give television interviews, whatever. But that's what you got to worry about if you're the defense.
Absolutely. Greg, again, all three books, I think, apply to aspects. The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents, The Trial of the Century, and, of course, Witch Hunt, the greatest mass delusion in American political history. I wanted to tell you, too, one of the last times you were on, particularly the Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents, several listeners talked about they had gotten the book, they had kids that were coming into high school or college age, and how much value they got out of it. It's truly a masterwork.
Well, that's great to hear, and thank you for telling me. I'd like to send a book to Judge Juan Mershon. He might actually learn something.
Well, Greg, why don't you do it? It would be a lot of fun. I don't want you gagged, though. You got to come back on the show. You'd be gagged, too. Everybody's going to be gagged at some point.
Yeah, well, Mershon makes me gag.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks very much.
Take care.
All right, Greg Jarrett here. All right, so the... gagging of President Trump, what will this guy do? Trump's not going to stop now at this point with it. And I don't think the judge, I agree with Greg Jarrett, is going to do too much, but that's the latest from the trial today. And again, all you need is one person on there that Bragg is so notorious, crime is so rampant, you know, that they can get by the prosecutors by saying, no, I don't care about Trump. I don't care about politics. What do you think about crime? It seems to be normal, New York, and they're just waiting to get on there. I think most trials come down to, ultimately, the people you put on a jury. Think about it. They're the deciders. And some teams are not as good as others. Maybe I've seen too many shows, TV shows about it, but I think the jury's critical. All right, jump in. Don't forget, something that will never change. Dom Giordano's show. So, CNN touting, just so you know, in the trial, oh, major win. This judge has ruled that articles about Ted Cruz that appeared in the National Enquirer 2015 when he was duking it out with President Trump were oral part of this scheme that we're talking about.
The ones that called him the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah, I think it may be those.
Really?
And the stuff with his father, remember that? That yeah. I forget was the wild stuff with the father. So they're touting. Here's what this comes down to. Greg Jarrett, I think, agrees with me. I think Trump is going to be found guilty here of something. And a win on appeal, even for New York, even for the overkill, this is outrageous. Any of the other elements we brought, but I don't know how long the appeal will take. And during that period of time, he'll be out there as potentially convicted felon. That's why I like the Andy McCarthy strategy, misdemeanor. That statute of limitations throws it out. It's a great unknown. You know, look, I don't take anything for chance. If Trump has that title in front of him, convicted felon, you have people that rationally in the suburbs know what's going on here with Biden and the need to stop this. And I have a New York Times poll coming up in the next hour that just came out this weekend that talks about how fondly people look back on the Trump years, how he's gained versus Biden. But if you have convicted felon in front of it, you can say all that you want. It's not going to matter. You're just wishing it. I'm not so sure about that. And again, it's not just about happy-go-lucky, oh, everything will be fine. This is important. It's about winning. So that's why I think the misdemeanor strategy is something that they're probably considering in the end. The argument, you only need one person on the jury. I'm not overwhelmed by Trump's lawyers, too. I'll tell you that. Honestly, I don't know that this is the best and the brightest. Sometimes there's a couple, but I want the absolute, you know, let's go back to the OJ. Does Trump have a Johnny Cochran there? F. Lee Bailey? I don't see it. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up. Here's how you get in. Don't forget the side question today. Something that is never going to change coming off the Middle East and what we saw over the weekend. Also, the whistleblowers on Wednesday that you're going to see in Washington, you may be unaware of this, that we're in the National Guard. What they say about did the Trump people call up the National Guard in a timely manner? It's going to be big testimony on Wednesday.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.